Howdy neighbors, Ron Hay, Beef Buzzing with you today with Elisa Harrison as we talk about beef. It's what's for dinner in just a moment.
Saturday, July 22nd, 10 a.m., Cut Quarter Horse Sale, Woodward, Oklahoma, home of the Gold Seekers. 55 two-year-olds, all sizes, all colors, all started riding. There'll be over 90 broke geldings. Also in the offering is a four-year-old stallion by Dual Ray out of a daughter of Highbrow Cat. Two-year-old Red Roan Stallion by Metallic Cat. A two-year-old stallion by Dual R Smokin' out of a mare that won $67,000. And a two-year-old stallion by one-time Pepto out of a daughter of Doc Stylish Oak that earned $109,000. There will also be daughters of such great sires as Highbrow Cat, Doc's Hickory, Metallic Cat, Playgun, and one-time Pepto. Barrel racers, their sons or daughters of A Streak of Fling, Lion Share of the Fame, and Chasing Firewater. Also a nice selection of horses eligible for the Pitzer Ranch Horse Invitational, as well as several eligible for the AQHA Ranching Heritage Challenge. Come to Woodward, Oklahoma, July 22nd and enjoy the 87th annual PRCA Woodward Elks Rodeo. Come to Woodward and check out our horses. Find them on Facebook at Cud Quarter Horses LLC. For more info, contact Renee Cud, 580-515-3133.
If you're involved in the cattle business, you know the phrase pretty well. It's been around for decades. We're talking about beef. It's what's for dinner. Elisa Harrison with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, who works on behalf of cattle producers using beef checkoff dollars in helping promote beef as a product to consumers, says it's a phrase, a statement, a brand that means a lot to the industry, and more than ever is going to be at the center of our marketing efforts going forward.
All of our programs are really geared this year towards relaunching the Beef is What's for Dinner brand. We've been spending some time talking to consumers, talking to millennials about trying to measure the equity that the Beef is What's for Dinner brand has. The beef industry has been using it for over 25 years, and it's interesting that even with the young millennials, it still has a lot of equity in there. And so all of our programs will be geared towards that, whether it's a new website that we'll be launching in October. We're putting together a producer image campaign in a really fun and innovative way to reach those millennials. And then also focusing on our product. Mm-hmm. Our product is really our best asset, and making it a little bit more front and center than it maybe has been. And so relaunching the Beef is What's for Dinner brand, talking and merging the discussion that we have with consumers about the product as well as how it's produced. We're very excited about it and looking forward to October when we launch.
What is it about that statement, Beef is What's for Dinner? Why have you gravitated to that?
Well, it's an iconic brand, and when you look at branding and how much, you know, there are many companies that would love to have that kind of awareness and recognition of their tagline. It's just stood the test of time from when the very beginning of the checkoff.
I know it's been two or three year process of you making the decision and actually gravitating and putting all of these various individual websites under the one banner.
Exactly. We had 8 websites for different audiences, whether for retailers, food service, nutritionists, that sort of thing. And again, they all want to know the same thing. They want to know about the product. They want to know about its nutrient content. But they also want to know how it's produced. They want to know who's producing their food. And so it just made sense to make a one-stop shopping. We've also completely enhanced what we're calling the interactive butcher counter. That's something that is still an issue for consumers. When they look at the meat case, it's a sea of red. There's so much variety. What are these cuts and what do I do with it? So making it much more interactive and using the technology that is available today. So when they're at the meat case, they can make those decisions. We're also looking at, in FY18, leveraging some of the new AI, artificial intelligence technology that's out there. Bots are becoming more and more the norm about how consumers receive their information, whether it's Alexa, the Echo from Amazon, or Google's Google, or even Siri on your iPhone. So we're looking at taking this great content that we have and delivering it through the technology platforms that consumers are using today. So it's pretty exciting. But all of that under the banner of Beef is What's for Dinner, and leveraging the strength and the equity of that to propel our message forward.
So the Beef is What's for Dinner website, the all-encompassing website that'll be there, that'll be where you'll point people from social media to get the resources.
Exactly. And so it's a whether it's through the bot technology, whether it's through Facebook, whether it's through other social media platforms, all pushing them back there, but also taking that information that we have on beefitswhatsfordinner.com and actually pushing it out to consumers. So it's a push and a pull in a two-way street in a conversation that we want to have with the consumers. But we've tested it. Consumers love it. They love the website. They love having it all right there, all the information that they want to know about beef today.
Beef industry information for consumers coming under one banner in the days to come. Beef, it's what's for dinner. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.